Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Oh, ew, that was not a cute burp. Okay. Hello, hello, testing.
Testing. Testicles.
Why are you so clever? Like, how did you get so clever?
It's nasty.
No, but like, where did your sense of humor come from?
It definitely was developed. So like, growing up, I was really, I'm still an introvert at the core, but I would just follow really funny people. I would be friends with a lot of really, really funny people. Mm. And then I would just like, not copy them, but I would learn how they like their timing and like their jokes and like how
right.
they.
You just picked it up from the yeah. people around you. Yeah. I love that. No, you're like just so fucking witty. It's like, I don't, you know what it is? I'm not yes. that quick. Mm. Like, I feel like your sense of humor is like witty and sharp and quick. Mm. And mine is just like me being. Mine is, my sense of humor is slightly ditzy. Or it's like self-deprecating.
I think yours is like you.
Or just like quirky.
It's definitely, we both are quirky, but like you have more of like a basis. Like you have a foundation, like a thought to it, you know?
No.
I don't know what
I
mean.
I felt like you just said that just to say what it was. But I don't think there was.
Anyways, the water's really good.
I think mine's also just like, I can't believe she said that. Like I'm just like honest.
Okay.
I think that's
so
where
like
my
shock factor.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh my god, I just farted, and everyone's like, how dare you?
Got it.
Because like, I won't be ashamed. I'll just be like, and while everyone else is like, I'm so scared to talk about my vagina, and I'm like, look, my vagina smells
sometimes.
So it's
like the
sometimes.
Honesty.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Okay. Yeah, and yours is just like witty, where it's clever and it has like aww. Substance.
Stop it.
Up. Anyways, my cat is all over everything. And not my pussy.
Okay.
She loyal to one. Anyways. Hi guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broco Therapy. And guess the fuck what?
What?
HK motherfucking brains.
Into
house.
Hey, what's up?
And we had a topic in mind, but I was like, I don't really feel like being in my feelings. Mm. Not that I'm upset. I'm just like, I don't want to like talk about anything that triggers me.
We don't need to expend any more extra time and energy to that.
Yes. You know? And I'm in a good mood because we just recorded that other episode.
And it was like great.
It was great.
It was good energy.
It was. Yeah. So I'm like, I kind of want to keep that positivity and energy alive. So we couldn't think of any other topics, but we have hella emails still yeah. to answer. So now we're
going to read. So now the episode starts.
Yeah. So now we're going
to. Hi, I'm Stephanie Megan and your host of Broco Therapy. And guess the fuck what?
What?
We got HK Brains.
You're stupid.
I tried to do it. I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, we tried. Okay. Well, we got some emails.
Yes.
And we had some technical difficulties, so there's something we're not gonna listen to. But now we have other things to do.
Yeah.
This is my work email. Okay. This one says, "Anonymous story needs advice," and it's the font is huge, which I appreciate. Yeah. I'm kind of blind.
Okay. We can popcorn read if you want.
Sorry, you scared me. You scared me.
I did. I'm so sorry.
But the thing is, you knew I was nervous. So that's why I took that deep breath. You're like, we should popcorn read.
Sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Okay,
sorry.
It's okay. Do you want to read this?
I can if you want. I want to if you want me to. I want you to want me to read it.
Okay, read it. Read it, bitch.
Okay, read it, bitch. So this is a new story. from M. And it's called Needs Advice. This is a clearer look into the story. So I met this guy New Year's Eve, and we instantly clicked. All the vibes were there. A month later, we were official. And by the sorry, I didn't mean to judge. Shit.
Why were you judging? No, pause.
That was really rude. Why? That was really, really rude. No, what? Because I've done, but also like I've done that before.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So okay. I relate.
Yeah.
A month later,
you're
we
like,
were.
Red flag.
Yeah. A month later, we were official, and by the second month, we went on a trip together. It was literally all so fast, but at that time, I didn't think of it much like that because my feelings grew day by day. Soon, we were spending almost every night together, sleeping in the same bed, and all that fun stuff. Then, poof, one day it all ended. He made it clear that he wasn't interested anymore. I never saw any signs of him drifting or anything. It was all so sudden. It was literally 8 months down the drain. Obviously, I was torn because he became my only best friend and person that was around me. Yet while I'm hurt, I noticed he had no problems moving on. A day later, he was talking to multiple girls. We're from a small Midwest town, so it's never hard to find things out, even when you're not looking for answers. A couple weeks later, during my healing process, he messaged me, and we met up and hooked up. Sorry, I just have to, like, I have to process. No. That was me pausing because I'm trying to process right. the time. So it was 8 months. They broke up after 8 months, and then a couple weeks later, he was fucking around. Am
yes.
I right? That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, but then he randomly hit her up to hook up.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. A couple weeks later, during my healing process, he messaged me and we met and hooked up. Okay. This happened 3 times. Okay. Every time he sees me, he tells me about his feelings and how they're there, but it's not the right time. After a while, I started coming to my senses, seeing he ain't shit. That's correct. Recently, I got drunk and called, and he answered, but was mad that I was out and about how late it was.
What?
I don't get it, though. Why do men get to be angry about what we do when they literally do shittier things, period?
You see, it sounds like a misogynistic prick. A misogynistic
this is tear, totally.
A tear, like, what is that fucking word?
I'm misogynistic kind of, narcissist?
Yes.
Yeah.
And territorial.
Right. It sucks, though, even though because I know my feelings are there, but I know I shouldn't be in a situation such as this. Mm-hmm. I'm 21, okay? And I'm in college, plus I haven't experienced much, okay? It's just this is my first heartbreak. Yeah. A common word that people use for our quote-unquote relationship is quote-unquote manipulation.
Yes.
And it is, you're correct. The reason being is that when he comes back into my life, he makes everything feel okay again.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he leaves and makes me feel like I'm doing the most.
Narcissist.
I never speak bad on people, so no one ever knows my side of things, and I somehow look crazy. I'm not crazy, though.
You're not?
You're not. This person is the one calling me, messaging me, and doing what he can to contact me to confess his feelings.
People like this like to drive you crazy.
It
fuels him.
Yeah. I'm just the type of person who over loves and never have been the type of to give up right away on people. I hate the person who he became because the person I met made me feel things I never really felt. Okay. It was a literal crash and burn situation. I am one girl out of 5 boys. My parents never really gave me advice in boys or things like this.
Can relate.
They kind of assume I learn by myself. Yet I listen to your podcast and I believe you could give me advice. I don't have much older female figures. Aww. Thank you. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Initially, I just want to say thank you for sharing your story.
Yes. And you're not crazy.
No.
At all.
And we love and support you.
And this is, unfortunately, something that we all kind of go through in different ways.
It's common.
It's very sick. It's common. And it's also, like, I feel like before I've ever gone through anything like this, I would always look at situations like this and just be like, only, you know, I'll think like super ignorant, just think that like, oh, this would never happen to me. Mm. You know, like how can you be manipulated in situations like this? But people like that are really good at manipulating others, such as yourself, who's probably sensitive and understanding and empathetic. Yeah. So they definitely see that. And because they're so sad.
Yeah.
they need that validation for themselves, because that's what fuels them. That's what fuels their ego. That's what fuels their narcissism, is to see you hurt. So when you're moving on, they're like, oh, wait, let me call and like fuck some shit up. Mm. And then just leave you. It's just like there's no, they don't have empathy the way that you do. Like they're not crying or boohoo. They need people like you to fuel their fucking ego. Mm. And that's where it's fucked up and the harsh reality of it. And I've had to obviously face that.
Yeah.
At some point. I'm sure you did too.
Yeah. We talked about that in like, I think the last episode when I was here, the girl who experienced her much more abusive ex, but similar, not the same exactly, but similar here, like, you're absolutely correct. He is manipulating you and taking advantage of the best parts of you. So you're not crazy. Don't ever let anybody call you crazy. And all your feelings are valid. Mm-hmm. So know that you're perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with you. At the same time, take this time to learn and grow and to take necessary steps to change, because while we already are recognizing that he has these manipulative and narcissistic behaviors, it took both of you, right? It took both of you to hook up 3 times after breaking up. And like, it took both of you to allow him into your space. And I'm not blaming you. I'm not shaming you. I'm not guilting you, but just recognize that you still have power. You know, you were yielding a lot of your power to him in those moments. Reclaim your power and don't give him any more of your time and energy, because he doesn't fucking deserve it.
Yep.
I have a lot of friends who say, like, you know, they stay hopeful and they're like, oh no, but you know, just in case he'll change, I still want to give him space. Make him fucking earn it.
Yes.
There is so much. You cannot just say like, oh, we're starting back from ground zero. No, he dug himself a fucking hole. So he has to work himself out of the fucking hole just to get back to ground zero, because he's negative sub-zero right now. Okay. So I get it. And it's easier said than done. So like, I hope this doesn't come off as harsh or insensitive, because we're here to support you. But take this time to reflect and ground yourself in loving yourself.
Right.
Like, as cliche as self-love sounds, no. Like,
I mean, I always lead everything in back to self-love. I mean, that's really the whole point of this show, is like, it's more than just dating. It's like, we get into situations when we date and when we fall in love with people. And then again, we have to, but at the end of the day, have to find love within ourselves.
Yes.
In order to like literally overcome anything. So even if it's not like a romantic relationship,
in any, just to get into any relationship, you have to build the relationship with yourself. Exactly. So I don't care how redundant or repetitive or cliche it sounds, I will always promote self-love, because it's the like first form of love that you, or primary form of love that you need to build the foundation, so that you can then share love with other people.
Yeah.
You're so young. And
you're not going to care about this in a year.
It doesn't even, yes.
In 2 years. By the time you are our age, you'll be like, who?
Right.
You're not going to give a fuck.
Exactly.
So, but yeah. I think, you know, moving forward, just to keep note, I know that you mentioned, and I know that we kind of had like a little chuckle at like how quickly, you know, you move. Like,
oh yeah, kinda, like, I was not judging you, baby.
No.
I was relating.
Thing,
I was relating.
That's the thing. It's like, it wasn't like a judgment towards you. It's because we've all been there, where we like just rush into something.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always hear about like, no, let's take our time and really try to like, do things properly, let things grow organically instead of rushing.
Yes.
Moving forward, though, the biggest sign of you dating a narcissist is someone who love bombs you, especially in the beginning, is the one that what I hear, because they love bomb you. Once they know they got you hooked,
yeah,
it's like game over. They fuck with you. They do all that stuff. And so I think that like, that's why it's so important to take your time, because as you know, even though he's showing you this, you know, portraying one version of himself to you doesn't mean in a month he's going to be a different person. Like, you really have to get to know somebody, look at the way they, you know, move around you, the way that they treat you. And not only the way that they treat you, but the way that they treat other people, the way they treat their exes, the way they treat their mom, their dad, whatever, right. You know, like how they treat people around them is a sneak peek to how they're, gonna treat you. Exactly. So it's just, you know, taking your time to get to know each other. And there's no, I know that when we fall, especially for the first time, right, when you first really start, you know, like learning what love is and that feeling, like it's such a drug. You become so addicted to it. Yeah. But it's like, just know that like, it's okay to be like, be patient and to take your time and not feel like you have to rush.
Yes.
And also it's a sign. It should be a red flag next time, you know, like someone rushes you into something like this again. Cause that's why we laugh. Cause we're like,
yeah,
been there, you know? Yeah. So,
and you don't even have to look at the 8 months as like down the drain. Like, I think it's that first initial like judgment of like when we break up, we're like, oh, that was like months or even years like, oh, that I've wasted. But no, like, we have to start looking at our mistakes or downfalls as opportunities. And that is just your next level up, you know, like your losses are also purposeful, you know? So, yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. And I hope, you know, you find peace, and I know you will. Again,
yeah, you're already,
when you were 30 years old, you're going to look back at that and be like, that was weird.
And just from the way that your own narrative post breakup and like your assessment, I'm not worried, you know, like even the advice that I gave was, I hope it didn't come off as judgmental, and I'm so sorry if it did, but no, it's like in support.
We're also like, it's us projecting because we've been there.
Yeah.
So it's really, it's less about you and just more about like, because one day you're going to hear that too, and you will give a chuckle because you've lived through that. You know what that looks like. So we, like, exactly when we heard that, we knew exactly where that was going. Like, I knew exactly, like, what was going to happen. Yeah. So it's just,
And the way you're feeling about it now, you're on the right track. The way you're already being able to recognize what his behaviors mean, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice, that way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, next one.
Next caller.
Well, the last time no one picked up, so, but now we get to read. And okay. Catch up. So this one says, in response to your post for us to call in. And then she has like the heart emojis. Hi, Steph. I don't even know where to begin. I've been wanting you to do something like this since I first discovered you. I need to burp. Oh my God, this fucking sparkling light. Jesus, I'm so sorry. I found your podcast at the very beginning of the pandemic, and you and your friends got me through so many tough times. Your relationship with your ex was literally identical to what I was experiencing at the same time with my own version. I just would love to be able to have a moment with you and share how I'm trying to shed myself of the past. I made some decisions along the way since last year, and one day or another, that same person made their way back into my life and shit went down. My best friend moved to Texas. Where am I? I got rid of all my toxic relationships, and now I'm basically starting from square one to get myself back on a better path for me, in all caps. I'm finally focusing on myself. It's just hard when I have such a small circle now. I asked the universe to show me people who have loving and great relationships, and I could feed off of their loving energy and a little bit and embrace it for my own life. Now here you are introducing your new man on the show. Ah, I can't tell you enough how beautiful it is to see the way you both care for each other and just flow together. That's something I would absolutely love for myself at some point in the future. We also have a mutual person. What? We also have a mutual person. Oh. I have something so special to share with you too about another moment of realization I had while listening to one of your episodes that absolutely gave me chills. Anyways, this is long enough already, but I would love to talk to you. And if you have a moment, just give you so much praise for what you're doing. You inspire me so much, and I can't wait to hopefully meet you or talk to you one day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so nice. Thank you for everything that you do for all of us, Stephanie. You're doing so, so amazing. My cell number is that California? That mm-hmm. is.
That's OC.
Bitch, that's caller.
That's Newport.
I would have sent you a DM, but since my relationship, I get all my socials. I search for you on my sisters, but you're getting a follow from me once I make a new one. Let's call her. She said we have a mutual person.
Wait, it's 9:30.
I don't care.
Yeah, okay. But that's really cool. We definitely need to like go on tour or like do like a meet and greet.
Look at you.
I'll do a demonstration.
Do you think she'll pick up? Demonstrate. Straight. Oh.
Dem and gay. Just kidding.
I can let my body explode. It is 9:30, so I mean.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You.
Nine.
Okay, well, she didn't pick up. But I'm curious to see if she said we have a mutual person.
That is really cool.
What if, like, we've dated the same person?
That would be a great.
I always wonder if any of my listeners, like, we have fucked the same guy. If we have fucked the same guy, can you please let me know? Like, I just want to know. I won't even be mad. Like, wait, even if you fucked my boyfriend.
Are you telling people, like, oh.
Or even if you fucked, like, dudes I fucked before, too. Or maybe if you fucked my man before. I want to know.
Yeah, don't call me if you fuck my, if you fuck any of the man that I fuck. I don't want to hear about it.
I want to know if, like, I've fucked the same person as somebody else. You wouldn't be.
I'm literally friends with, like, I have a lot of my best friends, we call ourselves tunnel buddies because we end up hooking up with the same people.
Hey, well, that's the gay community.
Yeah. Sorry, you're problematic. Anyway.
But, like, I feel like that'd be kind of cool to know. Like,
That would be.
I'd be like, did you have
really
the same
interesting?
Me?
Right. And then it'd be like, oh, yeah.
Or if anyone's like, if had has ever dated my man, I would want to know. I wouldn't be weirded out to be like, meet, like, any of my.
It would be pretty funny. It just, like, care. Out of curiosity, I'd be like, oh, yeah. Did he also do that thing from the back?
Did you like it like that, too?
Did you like it like that?
Yeah, like I want to know. But anyways, that's so cute. She's like, we have a mutual person. I'm curious. Let me know.
And the way she said it was so vague. You're like, what?
Like, who
a
is
mutual?
Who is this mutual person?
I feel like it's a mutual girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe yeah. I like know someone. I feel like it's a mutual. Maybe I like know her sister.
Maybe.
Who is it? And if you are that mutual person, let me know. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Says he wants to be celibate.
Oh,
can you read this?
Yeah,
I can't do too much reading. I don't like to read.
He wants to be celibate.
He wants to be.
All right, here we go. Hey, Steph. First off, I love you and the show so much.
Everyone is so fucking nice.
Everybody is. Y'all are like really nice. Like, oh my god. So I'm asking this question in hopes that you can help my friend because I really don't know how to help her. Oh, so this is not about her. This is her friend.
Okay.
So she just started dating this guy for about 2 months. Okay. Everything has been going good so far. She waited a little bit to first have sex with him to make it even better when they eventually have it. You know, that good old sexual tension. Anyways, he also doesn't have that much experience, as he has only ever had sex with one other girl. Okay, well, how many guys? So at this point in their relationship, they have only had sex a couple of times. Okay, like Wait. Them together. I'm confused. So at this point, like them together.
Okay.
I guess they already
did it. But before her, he's only had sex with like one other
girl. Okay. Recently, she told me that he randomly brought up to her that he wants to be celibate from now on.
Okay.
He also brought this up to her in Target. I love Target.
I love Target.
It's a random detail, but I appreciate it.
I love Target.
I love Target. She said she was so thrown off guard and confused. She was also mad because she loves Target. No, I'm just kidding. I just threw that away. She was also mad.
Shut the fuck. I didn't say that.
She didn't say that. I just added that. She was also mad because he made up his mind completely without at all bring up the idea to her first.
Wait. Rewind.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go back a few sentences because I fucked it up with my little, you know, improv. Recently, she told me that he randomly brought up to her that he wants to be celibate from now on. This is already after they had been having sex a couple times.
Okay.
He also brought this up to her in Target. She said she was so thrown off guard and confused. She was also mad because he made up his mind completely without at all bringing up the idea to her first. So I just want to pause right there.
Yeah, that's not right.
Really quick, I just want to say, if any individual wants to make a conscious decision like this, they are absolutely allowed to. I'm sorry. We're not going to agree on this point. But let's finish. So
because if it was vice versa.
Yeah. My body, my choice.
Right.
He had made his mind up and that was that. Also, she does not feel the same way at all and does not want to be celibate. Okay, let's just finish this because I'm already, yeah. She then said she wanted to take control of the situation and told him, wait. She then said she wanted to take control of the situation and told him, fine, if we do that, then we can only kiss and do nothing else. Well, yeah, isn't that what celibate is?
Yeah, and he said, no way.
So now she said she doesn't know what to do. She even said she doesn't know if she should break up with her, maybe. What?
So it's a girl.
She doesn't know if she should break up with her, maybe.
Oh, no, she probably put the wrong pronouns. If she should break up with him, maybe.
I'm so confused. Yeah. Such a weird and random situation that is completely out of the blue. I just don't know what to tell her because I've never been in the situation. All the guys that I've dated are honestly the complete opposite. Thank you. So I'm confused because when you use the word celibate, do you mean exclusive?
I think it's
cuz she said, "Oh, all we can do is like kiss and hug or whatever." Like, what?
And he wants to do other things. So like oral, like, you know, head or whatever. I'm assuming that's
I would
what
say
it is.
That's not celibate, though.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing is, though, like, everyone, for instance, like, I claimed to be celibate at one point. Mm. And I was like, we're not going penetration, dick and vagina, but I'm okay with getting fingered.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay with, like, sucking your dick if I want to.
So it's, you know? Like, so third base, but not home base.
Yeah, maybe because it's, like, heterosexual
celibacy. I mean, like, no, I don't, I yeah, like, I don't, yeah, they don't need to explain the reasoning. I just, like, from the technicality of, like, what celibacy means, celibacy like originally means no sexual activity.
Yeah, but I think it's a modern day celibacy, if we're gonna be honest. Okay. Where, like, yeah, you could do the oral sex, but as far as,
so,
like,
full penetration and fornication is, like, deemed as, like, commitment, or, like, there's a bigger commitment to that,
right?
Okay
yeah, because I was celibate for a while too, where I was doing other things, but I wasn't having sex.
Okay.
I was just having oral sex. Like, I was having that boundary of, like, not going all the way there, because that was a personal choice I made. So, okay, here's the thing. I've actually been in this situation before, and this was before I even had the podcast, so I never got to do an episode about it. So this is my time to talk about dating a man who wants to be celibate. Because, so once upon a time, I was dating a man named, we'll call him.
Wait. So really quick, pause. I know you just redefined that definition of celibate. But when she said that he might want to do more, doesn't more
oral
mean? Oh, sorry. I guess. Yeah. Okay. How could I forget oral? It's my favorite.
Yeah. Gotcha. We literally had a whole rundown just right before. Anyways, so one time had to be when I was like 24. It's actually the man who made this theme song. We'll call him John.
Okay.
So John, I was 24. He was 34. And he, you know, I thought dating an older man, because I thought 34 was old when I was 24. Yeah. But it's now that I'm 30, I'm like, 34 ain't shit.
It's young, but it definitely is older.
It's older,
in the sense of your age at that time.
Yeah, but I also think that, like, men mature a little. I don't know. He was going through a moment in his life, I think a lot of guys at this age do, where they're kind of, like, trying to, they, you know, like, reevaluate themselves. Maybe they want to start, like, thinking about long-term versus, like, short-term type of stuff.
Okay.
And he was kind of going through a lot. I think spiritually he was struggling, and he decided to convert to the Nation of Islam.
Oh.
So it was like a religious thing where he decided, okay, you know, because we were together and we were having sex, but he came to me and was like, I'm lost and I'm really finding myself in this religion and I want to really start practicing it. And I want to be celibate.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't. Yeah. And, like, you know what I mean?
It's
but
fair
I was
for both of you.
Right. And I wasn't, like, mad at him. I respected him because I was like, well, this is your body. Like,
yes.
I wouldn't want you to tell me to be celibate or not. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So it was tough to kind of, like, realize, because I think there was moments where I was like, is something wrong with me, you know? But it was really nothing wrong with me. It was just something that he was battling within himself. So, you know, we made the conscious decision. At first I was like, maybe I could just try it, but I was like, this is hard.
Yeah.
And I think we've even had sex and I've felt bad that he felt guilty. Like, I didn't like that feeling of, like, making someone feel guilty when they're having sex with me, you know? So it was just one of those things where I was like, you know what? Like, I also don't want to be, you know, religious. I mean, everyone knows me. It's like, I'm spiritual, but I'm not into church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like, but I respect it. That's his choice.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, something that, like, and I think in relationships, like, you kind of want to have the same, like, moral kind of compass and beliefs.
You need
and
to share the same values.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was obviously to a point where it was like, we didn't really share those values, or we didn't prioritize those type of things. So it was so it's a weird, confusing place to be. And it just reminded me of myself back then. And I, like, totally forgot about that chapter of my life. But that's, I mean, I don't know if this is, like, a religious thing, but I know that feeling of like when you're with someone, they're like, I want to be celibate, and it's just confusing. But this seems like your friend is not handling it correctly because she needs to respect his choice.
It's I think that's why I was so triggered, and apologies, I didn't mean to come off as like negative, but it was a little triggering because I can't stand when people just manipulate each other. Mm-hmm. And not that your friend is manipulating him, but like, obviously, you have to respect your partner. And so that kind of notion, while yes, I'm sure she is disappointed and hurt, but that holding that attitude about it is, first of all, judgmental. You're judging your partner now for his choice. And then you're not supporting his choice. So you have two decisions, stay or leave. Because if you want to stay, you have to be able to be willing to respect him and share values. And if you don't, then you have to accept that it's not going to work out and bite the bullet and be like, okay, let me move on. Yeah. Because then you're just wasting your time if you don't believe. Because then it's also unfair for yourself to then try to stay and be like, okay, then I'm going to try to subscribe to celibacy. Bitch, if you want to fuck, then go fuck. You know, like, just straight up, we don't have a lot of time to be wasting, you know, like, if you're just consciously aware of, like, that it's not going to work out, you know, like, there's other things that you, unless you do want to shift your values, unless you do want to open up your mind to allow space for that. I know, like, right now, the initial reaction is to be disappointed, but, like, maybe you can work through that and be like, you know, I actually love other things about him. That I'm willing to stick around and see.
Yeah, you have to figure out what's worth it for you. And, you know, in my situation, I was like, I want to have sex, you know? And like,
I would too.
And also it was like, you know, it was also other things in a relationship where I was like, clearly I'm not being satisfied with this. And there are other things that are not making me happy. That's why I realized it wasn't worth hanging on. And, you know, we ended up still, I mean, to this day, we're still friendly and nice, and it's not weird. It's no, there's no pain or resentment or anything like that. But you know, you kind of have to like, figure out if it's like, okay, maybe you could be open to it and could stick by it. But at the end of the day, do it. Like, if you want to fuck, like you said, if you want to fuck, go fuck.
I think like another reason why that was so triggering is because you have to, we already said the whole respect thing, but.
But, like, don't make him, sorry, I'm going to be real straight up. Don't, like, make this person feel like shit for wanting to, making this choice for himself.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly, and I'm going to be real too, like, I feel like it's probably even hard. Like, I feel like it's one thing of a woman. It's, like, expected for a woman to say, like, I'm celibate. Like, but I can imagine, like, him as a dude, what kind of, like, toxic masculinity I'm sure he's probably hearing from other people that are, like, what?
Yeah.
You want to be celibate? Yeah. You know, like, I'm sure that's like tough for him as a man to
it's
have
like
to like
balls to hold that stance.
Yeah.
Because like, even I was thinking it, like, I was like going to start listing off reasons of my own prejudice of like, oh, he's probably closeted, or oh, he probably is fucking other girls, all this other shit. And it's like, whoa, first of all, he doesn't owe you or any of us a fucking explanation. He doesn't owe you shit. The same way, if it was reversed, you don't owe him any explanation if you wanted to change your mind about anything. So that's why you have to have that mutual respect, that mutual ground. Yeah. And you have to respect his decision, and he doesn't owe you an explanation. And this air of betrayal is your own like ego that you that is kind of an indication of toxicity. And I can say this because I used to think this way. I used to think my partner needs to explain himself. Who the fuck am I? And if I am truly a supportive partner, then I should support his decision regardless.
Right.
And if I don't, that's my cue to assess my commitment to this person and that I might need to step away.
Right.
You know, so... Yeah. Sorry we got kind of intense, but that's just
but
real.
No, but it's true because it's like if we're going to call, because here's the thing. We always hear about, you know, the other person being toxic. But if the whole, I mean, you or your friend, whoever this is being toxic, like we're going to tell you straight up.
We have to recognize like, our own toxicity.
Right. Yes. We're going to recognize the toxicity and we're going to call it out. Yeah. And I think, you know, I can understand why you're confused. Like this person is confused and, maybe feels like unloved or undesired, whatever, but it's nothing. Don't take it personal. Don't shame this, you know, this man for not wanting to have sex. Like again, if the roles were reversed.
Period.
Just saying.
And I'm so sorry he told you abruptly. And in Target, of all places. Now she gotta go to Walmart.
I honestly like Walmart. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I grew up in Valencia. We have hella Walmarts.
And the Walmarts, you do?
Yes.
Oh.
We have like five Walmarts.
But isn't Valencia like rich?
But here's the thing. Like, that's it's really not, when you go to Walmart, though, it's not that like, it's just like normal. It's like feels like the same demographic as Target.
Oh.
You know?
You and need to go to Walmart over here.
Girl. Right, exactly. And then you go to Walmart, like even
motherfuckers be getting shanked in the parking lot.
Right.
I'm not even, actually, and the in the aisle. Wherever you go, it's unsafe at Walmart. I was more thinking just because, like, their business practices are horrible. But.
That too, but, like, but, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh, my God, why Walmart's great. Yeah. It's cheaper, but, you know, anyway.
Well, if anything, I just hope that she can, you know, go back to Target.
She's traumatized by Target.
Thank you for sharing, girl. Thank you.
Appreciate you, and I hope your friend figures it out.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I'm, you know, again, I went through it. Someone else is probably going through the same thing that's listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Why am I kind of drunk?
I think that was a really good one.
That was a really good one.
Because we kind of really needed to like iron that out. You know, like I think like it's like easy when it's like, oh, let's talk shit about the guy because he's trash. That's easy.
It's easy, super easy. But to like, be like, wait,
I'm problematic. Wait, I'm also toxic. I'm also narcissistic. Yes. Let's do that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Let's do that. Okay. Tell me what to do.
Ooh.
I've been going through a tough breakup and starting a fresh life. It's been so hard because I've never been alone, which I'm excited about, but the experience is scary so far. I've been too depressed to listen to music, and so I've been listening to your podcast lately, and I'm just with a smile on my face and laughing, and I like to thank you for that. I didn't know that there are girls in the 20s and early 30s going through it. I just want to thank HK Brains too. Without him, I would have been crying from laughter with the things he says.
Oh my God.
Love you guys. Let's drink someday. Ah, this was just like a quick hello.
Cheers. Oh my God, okay, you just made my day, girl.
I love that.
I love you. Oh my gosh.
She just wanted to say hello.
That's so sweet.
That's it. Well, thank you for supporting the show. I know that you sent this back in June, so I'm really behind. We try to catch up with these emails. Yeah. I feel like
everybody, you know what? I realize like everybody's always going through something, right?
Yeah.
But as long as we can like uplift each other, that's what it's about.
Yeah. I don't think I've done this. Okay, this one is ready to start my life, but I have no idea how.
I like how it's like formatted.
I know this one was through my. So if you guys go through
my
website, so if you go to Brocotherapy, if you go to Brocotherapy.com, there's a link on there that says like send me your stories.
As a form.
A form.
You should put like astrological sign and stuff. That's like your thing, right?
What?
Like astrological sign.
What do you mean?
Like your star sign? Yeah.
Wait, you're right. I should do that. Anyways, so so if you know, you could also go through my site to submit your stories or questions or just to say hello. So, anyways,
the site is onlyfans.com/brocotherapy.
I should do an OnlyFans.
We don't have to just put out, you know, that. We can put out other things.
Yeah. Maybe I could put on, we'll brainstorm. We'll talk about it. Okay. Hey girls, I saw your clips from TikTok and I really like your personality, so I decided to come to you all with my dilemma. After years of battling with depression and anxiety, I really found professional help and was told that I had been also suffering from ADHD. Since then, I've been taking my meds, focusing on self-love and staying positive. I'm now ready to attempt at striving for life and becoming the woman I've always wanted to be. My problem is that I'm 25 and I feel so behind all my peers. I never went to college despite really wanting to, never worked any job besides retail and fast food, and I have never been in a relationship, still a virgin. I met this really sweet guy at Walgreens and I'm thinking about pursuing him, but I'm hesitant because I bring absolutely nothing to the table. I've been in depression.
That's not true.
Yeah. I've been in depression haze since 2012, and because of my overall lack of life experience, I can't help but be insecure about these things. How do I explain this to him without scaring him off? When should I tell him? Before our first date? On it? Down the line? I'm afraid that I have way too much baggage to pursue a relationship, but I've been so lonely all these years, and he was such a gentleman when he approached me. Another thing is the sex part. I've interacted. Well, I have to burp. Sorry. Wow, this is a lot of burping.
We get gassy when we're emotional.
Yeah. I've interacted with men who either have fetishized the idea of a virgin or just shunned them altogether. Mm. When should I bring that convo up to him? And if I do choose to sleep with him, and what are some advice that you can give me? Things you guys wish you knew or positions that you wished you tried your first time. I know this is super long, but I have no other women I could comfortably talk to about this. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I feel like you have.
Also, like, I know I'm not a woman, so, but I'm just going to share my perspective because I had a similar situation as you. Like, I've said it before. Like, I waited until 21 and then I lost my virginity at 21. But I had the same thoughts. I was so insecure about being a virgin into my 20s, and everybody around me was already, like, having sex and doing all these things, and at the same time had my own emotional baggage. So know that everything you're going through is absolutely valid, and it's not that you have so much to offer because of your trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. This is what has built you and your character and made you that much richer and experienced and valid and have a multitude of perspectives more than other people that haven't. So don't talk yourself down. Like, enrich yourself and believe in yourself that you have so much to offer. And then with this boy, first of all, I think it's really funny that she said Walgreens because everybody's talking about, like, their stores that they go to.
Yeah, it was like Target.
Right. Like, where do Walgreens? I need to go? I need to go to Seafood City.
You do need to get Seafood City.
That's also like
an is a Target that I go to all right. the time.
That's literally a TikTok of, like, Filipinos saying, like, oh, I'm gonna find my true love in Seafood City. Anyway, tangent.
Yeah.
So back to this. I think that you obviously just need to make sure that you lay down your boundaries. So if you are an open person, bring it up on the first date. Maybe not everything, but you can ease your way into it by saying, like, oh yeah, you know, I've kind of been through a lot of things. This is what I say. You don't have to say what I say, but this is kind of like if it gives you any help to script it. But I say, like, yeah, I've been through a lot, and I'm really open about it, but we don't have to talk about it now. Because it also, like, establishes a space for myself, but also a choice for that person. Because I don't want to share myself if they're not fucking down or if they're not a good listener. Like, right. You need to also gauge whether or not they're that type of person. Mm. Because if it's a guy that just wants to fuck or hook up.
You can't just give it to, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. Like, it's amazing that you're a virgin now. Like, don't ever shame yourself or feel guilty or anything about that.
Right.
And it's gross that, like, yeah, there are men that will fetishize that or belittle that, but fuck them. Those are the wrong men, okay? So, like, make sure that he's a guy that is just worth your time and is able to respect you. Yeah. And you'll be able to gauge that by slowly opening up to that person. You don't have to let anything that you don't want out right away. But you'll be able to see, you know, the more you bring up things, and then you ask him, too. I'd be, like, curious. I'd be, like, so, like, what's something that you've overcome recently that was, like, really difficult? Or, like, you know, those...
Everyone has, like, their moments where they feel like they could, you know, say that they're ashamed of or, you know, or, like, their struggle. Like, I feel like, you know, every successful person is going to have those moments of just, like, damn, like, I really struggled at this point in my life. Yeah. And it probably could sound something similar, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where they're like, I had to go through A, B, and C, and I had to overcome that. Like, every successful person has that story. Yeah. Like, and those who just shame you for being a virgin or shame you for, you know, where you work or what you do, like, those are not the right people that you should be around anyway.
Exactly. So, I was just thinking. No, that was great. And just, I guess, advice for, like, not just this girl, but, like, anybody who's thought this, because I feel like a lot of us have, is, like, don't judge yourself first. You know, like, it's so easy, like, if you set up a date with this guy and then all of a sudden everything, you bombard yourself with, like, oh, but I'm too this or I'm not that or I have this and I don't have that and blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, my gosh. And then before you even get to hear how he thinks about you, you've already talked yourself out of pursuing it.
That's true.
And it's like, no, like, there, you need to put yourself out there, but also, like, don't stop yourself.
Just be yourself, yeah, man.
And accept yourself, because, like, you need to, again, like, back to self-love. You need to love yourself first, and then that's how you learn to allow other people to love and support you, too. So make sure that you're always grounding yourself in your own truth, as well as not prejudging yourself for it. You know, live in your truth and be like, fuck yeah, I'm a 25-year-old virgin who has been fucking through it. So actually, they need to pull the fuck up.
Right.
They need to pull the fuck up and match your game.
Exactly. Match your game and match all that shit and just not be fucking like, just
because you're a bad bitch.
Right. So it's I think that a lot of times we tend to find our identity through, you know, our work or
achievements
mm-hmm. or, you know, like, especially when we compare our lives to everyone else's, it's like, wait, they're living their life, which who knows what the fuck is going on in their real life and not social media.
Mm.
But it's just, I don't know. It's just like, you have so much more to offer. And I mean, I feel like I'm also talking to my younger self too. Cause I'm like, I keep getting fired every job. Like, I have nothing to offer, but it's like, no, Steph, no. Anonymous person, like, you are fucking dope. You have your heart to offer, your mind, you know, like, everything about you, like, there's so much to offer. It's just finding the right person who's gonna, like, see that and respect that, and, you know,
yeah,
match up,
pull it up. Thank you for sharing that.
Anyways,
and we're all rooting for you.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Should we do one more?
Yeah,
let's do one more.
Do this one?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, so this one says, opinions needed on my ex. Hi there, I just saw your TikTok. I made an opinion on why this happened. I need an opinion on why this happened.
Okay.
Okay, also, this is back from, this message is from January, so this person probably has their issues solved, so I'm so sorry if you're like, she probably doesn't even listen to the show
anymore. She unsubscribed.
But if you're listening, I'm finally going to read your email, and I'm so sorry that we're like in August and now I'm reading it. But anyways, I had been seeing a guy for over a year and always had trust issues with him. They're not even together anymore. Watch.
Oh, shit.
He told me constantly that I was the only one he was seeing. He never fucked around on me. Around on me, loved me, etc. This past Friday, I got a text from him professing his love after a two-week break. He was trying to decide if he wanted to show all of himself to me. I wanted to talk to him that day, but he never called or texted. Saturday morning, I texted saying I needed to discuss things. A few minutes later, I get a text of a photo of him and another woman in Las Vegas looking very happy. I obviously called and texted asking what was going on, but no response. Do you think he intended to send that picture to end things? I'm shocked there are people like this in the world.
I'm just confused. How did she see
that? I am confused, too.
I wanted to talk to him that day, but never called. Saturday morning, I texted him saying, a few minutes later, I get a text. I get a text of a photo?
Yes. So, wait. He said...
This is weird.
He said he told me constantly that was the one who...
Something's
only one
not right. I bet that's true.
Yeah. That was Google telling us. This past Friday, I got a text from professing his love after a two-week break. So, he... Okay.
What?
I mean...
Just block.
Yeah.
Just block. I just want to simplify things for you before we try to, like, divulge... It's not worth it. It's not worth it. There's so much more other situations that are worth thinking about. And this one,
this one's a mess.
Yeah, and if he already got some other pussy that he's clearly just flaunting, block, delete,
done.
Run away. You don't need it.
I feel like what else can we say to that?
Yeah.
Like,
if he's not even trying to give you words or, like, have any kind of dialogue.
That's your closure
right there. Yeah. I would have been like, okay, you just flaunted your new pussy. Bye. Like, that's all you really need. And that is definitely my own opinion. But, like, again, there is so much other shit that you need to take care of.
The dick ain't worth it, bro.
It ain't worth it. That dick ain't worth it for sure. So lose that number, lose that contact, and get a bed.
Okay, since that was in January, and if you are still listening now,
yeah,
can you please follow up on that email and yes. let us know, like,
what the fuck is what's going happened on? Since?
Because I'm sure our advice now probably means something since I was so, I feel yeah. so bad. I have so many emails from, like, January, so, yeah. but.
Let us know if you, like, pursued it, you know?
Yeah, what if they're, like, actually together?
I'm like, yeah. I just want to know what the fuck that was, like. What yeah. was your reaction, you know? Like, did you get any kind of, like, clarification? And then, like, how did it go? Yeah. So it's I'm weird. Bewildered right now, so I don't know.
It's weird. Okay, well, anyways.
That's it.
That's good. That's it.
Well, I'm glad we got to catch up on my emails and shit.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just... Now I need more. Now I feel like I'm kind of... running out of emails. Yeah. So you guys send me your stories at my email contact@brocotherapy.com, or if you go to my site brocotherapy.com, there's a little like place where you could just send me, you'll see it the way it says, you'll know, go on there, you'll see it, it's the contact button, you could fill it out there.
Yes.
And if you want, leave your phone number and maybe we'll call you, because sometimes we read it and we're like, wait, we need more details.
Yeah. So, like, we, yes.
So, we may call you. But again, if you don't want to be called, that's okay too. No pressure.
Yeah.
You know, but I.
Maybe also give us like a time frame of when to call you.
Yes. Oh my God. Like, tell us your office hours.
Tell us when you would like to be contacted.
Because right now it's 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
And it's.
With 1 a.m. on the East Coast. So, yeah, we know. We apologize.
Yeah, we'll try to do it earlier if we know that we're going to call people.
Yeah.
Anyways, plug yourself. HK, motherfucking brain.
Bitch. HK brains.
I feel like I'm sleepy.
Yeah. You're sleepy. I definitely want to, like, well, I had a long day. So, oh, yeah, sorry. It was a good day, but.
Did you work? Long. Do you work from home?
I work wherever I'm called to work. Freelancing right now, so
it's okay. But okay, well, follow me, it's Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. like I said, you could send your questions there, and my merch. So
merch.
HK is wearing merch. I wore this to my dick appointment. Yes. Tee. I also have another tee that says no more toxic relationships, and another one that says this dick ain't worth it. So whatever your vibe is,
yeah,
toxic or not. Toxica.
Right.
If you or not.
I'm definitely, I have full intent to wear this to my next appointment. I also suggest everybody wear this to their next appointment and let us know how it goes.
Actually, I'm wearing shorts that say I wore this to my dick appointment. Oh. Right here.
There you go.
Yeah, so we I have should, shorts too.
Oh my God, we should brand condoms that say that. Oh my God, wait, that's, I love that. Come on, sexual health.
Yes. So, yeah. Yeah. And then I also have, like, my photo on the back.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you guys just want to support the show, all proceeds go back to equipment and honestly, and just, like, building the show to be better and to give better content. And, you know, plus let's do this full time so I can give you guys more shit. Let's be real.
That's right.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.